The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Well, that didn't take long. One day after assuming office, Joe Biden signed an executive order that says schools must admit transgender men to women's sports and allow them to use women's locker rooms and showers. What do the anti-Trumpers have to say about that? Will they allow their daughters to go to these schools? In addition to the unfair competition, since male bodies are generally stronger than women's bodies, there are the social and moral concerns, which secular progressives care nothing about. Abigail Schreier, author of Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, responded to the Biden order that it, quote, unilaterally eviscerates women's sports. Any educational institution that receives federal funding must admit biologically male athletes to women's teams, women's scholarships. A new glass ceiling has been placed over girls, unquote. There will be more of this. Planned Parenthood contributed millions to the Biden campaign and wants federal funds for abortions, which Biden opposed for 40 years, but now favors. It's sad. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.